Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Up until this point in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is the one to lay hands on people, to give sight to the blind, heal a withered hand, or help a paralytic stand tall. Now his life is in the hands of others. In his essay, From Action to Passion, Henry Nguyen, a Dutch Catholic priest, psychologist, and writer, refers to this moment in Gethsemane when the authorities lay hands on Jesus to arrest him as radically dividing his life in two. The first part of Jesus' life and ministry is filled with activity. He's baptized and transfigured. He talks with people. He teaches. He preaches. He heals and travels with his disciples and followers. His last acts are supper with his disciples, a visit to the Mount of Olives, and prayer at Gethsemane. Now his activity amongst the people of Judea, Galilee, and Samaria are over. Jesus is the one to whom things are being done. In the passion we just heard, Jesus is betrayed, arrested, taken to the high priest, put under oath, spit on, slapped, bound, led away, handed over to Pilate, flogged, stripped of his clothes, a scarlet robe put on him, a crown of thorns placed on his head. He's struck, mocked, stripped of that robe, his clothes put back on, and led away to be crucified. He is nailed to the cross, derided, mocked, taunted, and offered sour wine before breathing his last breath. His body is taken, wrapped in linen, and placed in the tomb. All these things being done to him, over which he has no control. Quite the contrast to how we normally hear of Jesus. According to Nguyen, this is the meaning of passion, being the recipient of other people's initiatives. Jesus fulfills his ministry and vocation by doing both what God the Father has sent him to do and by allowing others to do those things according to God's will. That's what Jesus prayed for at Gethsemane. Nguyen goes on to say that passion is a kind of waiting, waiting for what other people are going to do. For Jesus, this meant coming to Jerusalem with the good news of a new life for the people. He knew this good news was risky, as it went against the current power structure of corruption and oppression. And Jesus placed a choice before the people. Are you going to be my disciples or my executioners? Once Jesus is arrested, he is obedient to God's will, keeping silent in his defense, leaving no room for middle ground. The choice or response to his questions is either yes or no. Then he waits. Jesus waits in agony to die and waits in agony for each yes or no. This is the drama of the passion. So Nguyen suggests that all actions end in passion because the response to our actions is out of our hands. This is the mystery of work, the mystery of love, the mystery of friendship, and the mystery of community. They all involve waiting for a response. And this includes the mystery of Jesus' love. God reveals himself in Jesus and waits for our response. Since Christmas, we have read and listened to the activity of Jesus. We have heard the lessons and parables. We have followed along on the journeys through Judea and Samaria, from Galilee to Nazareth to Jerusalem, as Jesus offers love, compassion, and healing to those without power or voice. And now we are in Jerusalem, waving our palms and shouting, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," as Jesus enters the city. Let's continue to follow Jesus into this Holy Week through his last days. Walk with him in his passion and death, and share with him in the glorious resurrection on Easter. And let us respond with, "Yes, we are your disciples." Amen.